Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. April 9th, it's Seattle Rock Day, which means nothing but your favorite rock from the great Pacific Northwest. This year, Seattle Rock Day, spotlighting and supporting the amazing work of Smash. Yep. Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care. Smash does a great job subsidizing e-health, online mental health, and substance use disorder appointments for musicians. Let me tell you something right now. It is something that's big right now. You know, a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff, and mental health is huge. Getting people insurance is huge, and our musicians, man, they can use all the love you can give them. And
well, for a lot of us, we're relying on the arts, music, movies, television, video games as a way to be able to cope with the crap that's going on. So we should try and do our best to help the people who are creating that art. And that's the musicians out there.
Every dollar up to $20,000 is going to be matched. Your money does twice as much good. You want more info? You want to donate? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play
Friday, everyone. And I know that Friday is usually for some places casual Friday. And I know that now it's really casual Friday because most people are still just wearing their pajamas.
Yeah.
But maybe change it up a little bit if you're out there and you're listening to us and you're wearing pajamas. Have a special Friday pair of PJs.
Oh, do you have your own Friday PJs?
Hell yeah, I do. I got my dinosaur sweats.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Dude, I got my sweatpants. I got my hoodie.
Saw the hoodie. You debuted that the other day.
Yeah, I also got something very special. I've got dinosaur chucks.
To Chuck Taylor's?
Yes.
So you've just completely thrown into town and become 7 years old again.
Maybe seven, yeah. Nice. Almost 7 years old.
Yeah, they are.
They are funny.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the full suit.
So wait, are you just not a dinosaur guy?
Oh, dude, I love dinosaurs. I've always loved dinosaurs.
I mean, yeah, what's not to love?
Right? And then I just, it was a stupid Facebook ad for those, for the hoodie. And I was like, that's really amazing.
I love that your Facebook is targeting you now with dinosaur gear.
I get so much dinosaur stuff now.
You are
it's actually
full,
quite amazing.
You're in full Peter Pan mode, my friend.
Dude, I'm done.
Yeah.
Might as well just be comfy. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Kent. Josh, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
He's playing for your dinosaur chucks, Rev.
That's a lie.
Woo! Okay, well, no, we don't know exactly just yet, but once we get past all this COVID stuff, we'll hook you up with something really cool.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
The 1997 movie Dante's Peak tells the story of a town that is threatened by what?
Volcano.
Yes. Achilles' heel was the result of him being dipped in what mythical river?
The Styx?
Yes. Nice. What group had the 90s hit song Wannabe?
Oh, Spice Girls.
Yes. What sport is the focus of the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
Soccer.
Yes. What month is National Autism Awareness Month?
Ooh, I'm going to guess September.
No.
April.
Yes. In business, what does CEO stand for?
Oh my gosh. Chief Executive Officer.
Yes. What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
Citric acid.
Yes. Pensacola and Kissimmee are both cities in what U.S. state?
Florida.
Yes. Silver Side Up was the third studio album for which Canadian band?
Oh, Nickelback?
Yes. Seth Rogen voiced a hot dog named Frank in which movie?
Oh, I didn't see it. I forget.
Oh, so close to a perfect 10. Josh gets 9.
Steve gets that one, and that's the difference maker.
That would be weird if it was. I mean, I know that Steve will probably get that one. I'm just hoping there's other ones that he won't.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah, I think you're right. Again, I wish I could bed breakfast, but there's no place to go get it that's within, walking distance to us.
No.
Oh, wait. I keep forgetting the Amazon Go store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got stuff in there.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? All right.
No, I know. Is that
well, don't say anything. Right, don't say anything.
Josh,
Steve's here.
Steve's in the room.
Josh,
do not
shut
give
up.
Him any help.
Hello, I am here.
I'm trying to get breakfast out of somewhere, somehow.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The 1997 movie Dante's Peak tells the story of a town that is threatened by what?
Vampires.
No.
Fires.
No.
Satan.
No. Achilles' heel was the result of him being dipped into what mythical river?
The Mississippi.
No.
That's very mythical.
The Kwai.
No.
That also is very mythical.
The River of Deceit.
Oh, no, no. What group had the 90s hit song Wannabe?
Oh, Spice Girls.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that one.
Yeah.
What sport is the focus of the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
Soccer.
Yes.
Hello.
What month is National Autism Awareness Month?
That is May?
No.
April.
Yes, April. In business, what does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Yes.
Ooh.
What acid gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor?
Vitamin C.
No.
Apples.
No.
Acid reflux.
No. Pensacola and Kissimmee are both cities in what U.S. state?
Florida.
Yes. Silver Side Up was the third studio album
Nickelback.
For which Canadian band? Yes. Seth Rogen voiced a hot dog named Frank in what movie?
Sausage Party.
Yes. And Steve, you get 7 correct.
Told you he'd get it.
And you lose.
Yes.
9-7.
That's right, loser.
Yep.
Oh, good job, Josh.
The sausage was the only one Josh didn't get.
Oh.
Yeah. Josh, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get everything. Maybe sausage. Who knows?
I love sausage.
And Steve, you get this.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, he is. Steve.
Dude, it's so funny you brought up that sausage party one because today, I mean, legit, like about 20 minutes ago on Facebook, I was just scrolling and someone posted that funny meme. I don't know if you've ever seen it where it's like Netflix needs to rearrange what they've done here with their order of films. And it's a Michael Jackson music video. The next thing is Sausage Party. And then the next thing is Home Alone. And
oh,
it looks like
no.
Michael Jackson is... The sausage is part of him. And then, of course, Macaulay Culkin, like, oh no.
Yeah. And Netflix knows exactly what they've
yeah,
done.
Yeah, somebody knew what they're doing there with that.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it's like someone photoshopped it to make it in that order, but it's pretty funny.
I choose to accept it as the actual reality.
If Netflix actually put those movies in that order, I mean, somebody over there is just having a blast because the angle of the sausage at sausage party is insane. Because it really, with Michael tipping back the way he is.
Have you seen this?
Oh, man, it is. And of course.
Wow!
And Macaulay, of course, used to hang out with Michael back in the day.
Wow, that's actually. Wow.
That's disturbing.
That is really disturbing.
Yeah, if you just Google sausage party Home Alone meme, you'll find it.
I never saw that before.
It's so funny. Either. That's amazing.
It's so wrong, but it's so funny.
It works way too well.
Yeah, it does.
The only couple of them you missed there, Steve. Dante's Peak tells the story of a town versus a volcano.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's the one where it was actually based in the Pacific Northwest.
What about Joe? Wasn't he versus the volcano, too?
At some point? Was Tom Hanks in that one?
Oh, no, it wasn't. Right, it fine. Was, oh, man, was it? I want to say Pierce Brosnan.
No, it was, wasn't it Batman? The original Batman, Michael Keaton?
No.
He wasn't Joe versus the volcano?
No, that was Tom Hanks. Dante's Peak, I'm pretty sure, Pierce Brosnan. Oh, yeah, okay.
Pierce Brosnan was in that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, fine.
The Achilles heel was the result of him being dipped in the River Styx.
The band?
No,
he was dipped in the band.
The band was named after the
and
river.
They cursed him for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you know. So you can forget it later.
Hey now. They even spell it the same way.
The acid that gives citrus fruits their distinctive sharp flavor would be citric acid.
That makes sense.
Congratulations to Josh on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that is how you get the prize. That is a really cool thing. That's an awesome situation for you. Okay, so there's a new hack, a little life hack that people are saying you got to try. And I guess it makes a really big difference when you order pizza, especially pizza with really good crust. Next time you order, ask them not to cut your pizza into slices. And here's why. As soon as they cut it, the oil and sauce start dripping down and soaking into the crust. So by the time it gets to you, the crust is much soggier than it was when they took it out of the oven.
Huh.
And I guess it makes a much bigger difference with higher end pizza. So,
my Tony P's pizza, I could keep cutting it ahead of time.
Yeah. How about this? Domino's even has a website that says, would you like your pizza cut or uncut? So they must know about this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've seen places have that. I'm like, gosh, you guys are so lazy. You're even asking me whether or not I want you to cut it? Of course I want you to cut it. I didn't think about that.
So this actually does make a difference.
I'll have to try that next time I order a pizza.
Which means then, even when you get it, you probably shouldn't just immediately cut a bunch of pieces. You should let everybody cut their own.
Cut as you go?
Yeah, that way you will get the crust to be at its best.
But then you're just going to have a real jagged-looking pizza.
Well, I don't know. Do you want a good-looking pizza or do you want a great-tasting crust, Steve? That's your call.
I am a crust guy, so I'm going to go with that.
All right.
I'm willing to give that a shot.
Yeah.
For science.
I had no idea. That was, and I wonder if, when I have some pizza that's homemade, which is why I really like it, the crust a lot, is because we cut it and eat it. We don't let it sit there.
Actually, fresh out of the oven, yeah.
I just figured you like uncut because you're an anteater.
I like that you had to try and explain it.
You're welcome. He had to explain it. And even then, people were like,
I got the uncut joke.
You did.
BJ's eyes were like, what?
It's like that you said because you're an anteater, not because you're uncircumcised.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Don't forget
my kids listen to this show.
Oh, they know already?
Well, I know, but they don't need to be reminded of this.
I've never seen the two of them laugh harder.
Yeah.
They're loving this.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're just wonderful.
I've never noticed them laugh that hard before.
That's good. I'm sure there's a human resources violation here somewhere.
They're not working here today.
Yeah,
right now.
That's a good point.
The offices are empty.
Yeah, I know.
We do what we want.
I have no repercussions at all that I can instill on anybody.
It's a wild west in this building.
Yeah, it is. Got this couple in Michigan. They're getting married this Saturday. They were supposed to have 150 guests. Instead, they're going to fill the church pews with cardboard cutouts. Oh, that's a cool idea. Here they are talking about it.
We were excited when everything was pretty well put together for the original plan. And, you know, they talk about have a plan B, maybe a plan C. I feel like we've been through the alphabet twice now.
We just envisioned just a regular silhouette, just like an oval head and then a body. But they made four different designs of adults and then made some of the couples. And then they're like, and we threw in some kids there. And
I couldn't stand the idea of how lonely that walk down the aisle would be for Amy. So this is pretty cool because even though the people that care about us aren't there, the reminders of those people will be there that day.
I don't know, man. I feel like they half-assed it, though.
You're right.
At the picture.
You're right, because she has to walk down the aisle and she's seeing the back of these cardboard cutouts, and they're just cardboard. It isn't until she gets to the front and turns around that she'll actually see the front of them.
That's the front, dude. That's the front of them.
Oh, like look at the seats.
They don't even have faces.
They have no faces. They're just silhouettes of different colors and shapes.
Why didn't they just like glue googly eyes on it or something?
Yeah.
I thought that was the back of them. Oh.
Or reach out to somewhere and get like cutouts of celebrities. Like I'd have like, you know, The Rock, John Cena. I don't know.
Oh,
Jason.
Fat heads.
From Friday the 13th. Yeah.
This looks like a really creepy Twilight Zone episode.
Right.
Is what it looks like to me.
I'd definitely be like, it was a star-studded wedding. We had all the celebrities and get every cutout that you could possibly get.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, buddy. This, I don't think I like that. That was not a good plan Z or whatever they had.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that was really just kind of mailed in.
Yeah. I mean, you went this far to get the cardboard cutouts. You've got to decorate them to some degree.
I'd be Bridezilla about this. I'd be like, this is our people?
I would totally be with you on that. That looks weird.
I'd rather them get like ventriloquist dolls and stuff or like just random.
That would be so effing creepy.
Oh, that would be so weird. Yeah.
But the pictures would be phenomenal.
They would be, but
that would be great. These little dolls sitting there. That you're right. That would be cool.
Next horror movie right there.
I'm with you on that, buddy.
I mean, in all seriousness, it's still cool. It's something.
No. It's not cool at all. I think that's a dumb idea to have just cardboard. You know, that's not cool.
Well, look at the little pigtails on that one, cardboard.
Oh, they got pigtails covered. Well, all right, that one's cool. Yeah, there you go. Well, a Facebook post has led to a story about someone being punched by a monkey.
Sure, why not?
Wouldn't you like to be punched by a monkey? I'll tell you all about it at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I love it. Steve just saw something I think I got that he did not get. I think that's fantastic. So you don't get that, Steve, because you've missed all the other pictures that have been out there and the memes that relate to this. That's a joke.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right, do you know the other jokes so people have been just showing like these giant collages on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And they go, there are 25 movies in this picture.
Uh-huh.
Name the movies, but it's a collage of just all these random things and you have to try to find like, oh, there's E.T. over there. I see a bike being ridden.
Oh, okay.
There's the V for Vendetta symbol.
So this is them just mocking that.
Yeah, basically people have just, so this one just says, there are 25 movies in this picture and it's just basically 25 Blu-rays in a row. And it says, can you name a movie in this? And it's like, well, they're all Blu-rays of movies. So yes, there are 25 movies right there.
It says name one and only one so everyone can play. I'm like, this is just, you just are begging for people to comment on your stupid post.
That's a joke, actually.
Sorry. Now I get it. That's clever.
I love that I got something on the socials that you didn't know.
Okay. Now knowing the context, clever. Yeah. I thought at first, I was like, that is just...
I saw your face,
go F yourself, people. Like, you're just begging for comments at this point.
You were so pissed, and I'm like, oh, look at Steve getting pissed at something because he doesn't know what it is. That's usually me.
Well, I'm just being inundated. I know, it's a whole other thing, but I'm just being inundated with things on Facebook, and it's not pissing me off, but I'm just like, you're just begging for comments. Yeah. Like, post something yellow on this comment.
Oh, I hate that so much.
I have something purple. Post something purple
on
my page.
I spy with my little eye something green.
And I try to play along, and I'm like, and the guy didn't even get it, so he's like, post something purple, blah, blah, blah. So I posted Stone Temple Pilots' record Purple. Which
is cool.
There's no purple in it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
oh my God, that guy's an idiot.
I'm done. I'm checking out.
That guy's an idiot.
I'm checking out. Here I am trying to play along with your stupid games. I'm done.
I love the impression of your Facebook friend.
That's pretty much what he sounds like.
That's pretty great. Well, there is a great Facebook post spreading right now.
Sorry.
You might be liking. People are asking their friends, tell me something completely true about yourself that sounds totally made up.
That's how my buddy Grant posted this. And actually, I was very entertained by some of his friends' answers.
And so here are some good replies. Again, something completely true about yourself that people go, no, you made that up. And the replies are like, I've had lightning strike within feet of me twice. Okay, I would say, really? I get paid for feet pictures with wigs. Now that is,
That deserves a follow-up question.
That sure does. I had a Russian cop pull a machine gun on me.
Is that Bert Kreischer?
Yeah, that's right. I believe that if it was him and only him. I've been punched in the face by a monkey. Now that one there.
That's right up there with the wig. I want a follow-up question.
Yeah, and I wouldn't believe that. I'd be like, no, you didn't get punched in the face by a monkey. So obviously you know where we're going to go with this.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this Facebook post, what about you? Tell us something completely true about yourself that sounds totally made up. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts after Sublime on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, you've seen this on Facebook. Tell me something completely true about yourself that sounds totally made up. Winky face. I figure I do it just the way they have it on Facebook. You know,
winky face is important.
Yeah, it's very, very important. So how about you? Tell us something completely true about yourself that sounds totally made up. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody says when I was 12, I got into a fight with Goofy at Disneyland. The MF-er took my hat after a picture, so I jumped him. I punched him and kicked the crap out of him.
Wow. I'm
sure he would have given you a hat back.
He would have given you the
hat. But you're 12.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You have anger issues.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, you can't be taking people's stuff. And you'd think that the Disney characters would know that. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What's
this one's incredible. Somebody dislocated their jaw while doing karaoke and had to go to the ER and get it rethreaded.
Whoa. Whoa. That's somebody that's a champ. Either. Well, let me say, first off, that's somebody that's
a buzzkill, though, while they're in the throes of that.
But then she's probably with somebody pretty formidable. Think about that for a second.
Or she's a tiny mouth.
Okay, either way. Either way, she's a keeper. You know what I mean? She's really going for the gusto. Or she makes you feel like you're Hercules. Or he really is Hercules. I don't know much about it. I would get some expert commentary, but I think that would probably be wrong.
I crashed Sally Struthers' wedding reception.
Yes, that's the one I would never believe.
What?
How did they, how did you have access to where Sally Struthers was getting married? And how long ago was this? I don't know. I mean, Sally Struthers.
Who's Sally Struthers again?
She's the one that's on TV asking you. She's the blonde woman that said, please feed the children. And before that, she was on All in the Family. She was Gloria on a big, big hit, sitcom.
Oh, that's
Sally
her.
Struthers.
Oh,
yeah.
For a second, I was thinking about Suzanne Somers, which I would love to crash her wedding. Just because I'm a fan, but now I know who Sally Struthers is. Okay.
Yeah, she, at one point, Sally Struthers was like really one of the most popular female actors, or I should say, in the country. And now people don't even know who she is. I don't know if she's acted ever again in the last decade or two.
She was in some movie called You and Me in 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her. I might want to check it out just because I always dug Sally. I thought she did a great job in All in the Family.
Well, see, you could have hung out with this person. You could have went to her wedding.
Wow, I'd like to know when, like how long ago it was, if it was, you know, back in her heyday or if she got married a bunch of times. I know nothing about her life. I still don't know if I'd believe it. I wouldn't believe that.
This one I'm having a hard time believing. And I mean, why would they make it up? It just seems completely incredible. My twin brother and I have different fathers. Is that possible?
If they're... Why?
My twin brother and I have different fathers.
Is it possible that...
How does that work?
Well, that means...
Are they effing with us?
His mom was sleeping around.
Well, yeah, I figured that part.
But I didn't... So basically...
It's possible.
No.
Yeah.
So wow.
Looking online, basically it's the woman would have the two eggs fertilized by two different men.
What are the odds of that?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Very,
can,
very
that, can we get that person on the phone, Rev? I don't know if you
I'll
can
try,
track
yeah,
him
I'll
down.
Try,
that
try,
is
yeah.
insane.
Because I just want to know, like, what is Christmas like?
Wow.
Right?
That is insane.
What's birthdays like?
So they are fraternal twins and not from the same father.
Is it bad that I really want to know if it happened in the same night, like conception?
No. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it was a party?
It had to be very close.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah, I'd like to know, Vicky, scientifically, like, yeah, you, like you can still, because here's the thing.
It could have been one of these situations.
Choo-choo!
Yeah. probably was.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you know the strong survive. So, you know, all the guys that are fighting for spots, you know, going to the going to Eggtown, USA, a lot of guys are fighting for spots. And these two guys basically, they said, hey, they probably made a deal. They go, look, we both survived. We just beat the hell out of everybody else around here. What do you say we both
survived? It's Eggtown, USA.
Yeah. And scientifically, the guys can live for up to 7 days there.
Someone brought up a point, though. Could it be a donor situation?
Well, even if it's a donor situation.
Do you like take a smorgasbord of donors? Like, hey, I like one of him. Like, is it like Menchie's where you pick your toppings?
No, but who would do that? Who would decide to have two eggs put inside them, fertilize at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I've never heard of that,
just want to know, like, is your mom, did she stick with one? Like, did she make the decision, you know what?
Oh, right.
This is the one I'm going to stick with. And then would that dad treat the two twins differently? You know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, you would hope he wouldn't, but do you think there's, like, a weird dynamic between dad and his two sons?
You're assuming that she wasn't secretive about it for a while either. Because I know in my generation, there's no way anybody would have said there's a possibility you come from a different father. They just would. People might whisper it and talk about it. But, you know, my generation, you would never have even spoken about it. You know, you hear that a lot of times where, wow, you look just like your uncle. That's because, you know what, your mom and I had a little fun, but we didn't tell you my brother. And so that happened a lot in the 60s and 70s and probably even earlier than that.
The texter texted again. Hopefully they'll call in. But they said Halloween party in 1969. Mommy was a good time girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you.
Well, I wonder what she was for Halloween.
When did you find out? Yeah, we got to get this guy on the phone. We have too many questions about this.
I know. Call us, damn it. We need to know.
Because I really don't believe it. Because the odds are incredibly crazy. I think he's pulling our leg.
We'll find out.
1969, Steve, which is your favorite number. See, I think he's pulling our leg. You need to call us, bro. We don't believe you.
Oh.
And that's something completely
we got him line two right there, man.
Line two. All right, Josh. Okay, Josh. Josh, you are on the rock.
Good morning, BJ.
All right, Josh, we are going to grill you, my friend, because this totally sounds made up. 1969 is way too convenient of a date for Steve.
On the flip, no. I believe you. I'm just fascinated by all of this.
Okay, so Steve believes you because he wants to believe. Me, I believe in nothing.
Okay, is mom still with one of those guys?
No, my mother passed away. I am 50 years old. I was born in July of 1970.
Okay. So when did you find out, Josh? Because you were born...
Immediately.
Really? She told you immediately in those days?
My brother's father, who was my mother's wife, my mother's husband, took off when we were 2 months old. They were at a Halloween party, and mom was on fertility drugs, and she got around. It was a good time night.
Why was she on fertility drugs banging everybody? Was she just hoping to have a kid with anybody? Was that her thing?
Well, she was married, and they weren't having any luck, and so she was on the fertility pills, and it was, you know, summer of 69, it happened to be at a Halloween party, and she hooked up with a couple of college buddies, and next thing you know, we got two kids.
Whoa. Let me see if I understand this. So there's a husband, and you and your brother are from two different guys, neither the husband?
No, my brother's, my mother's husband's son.
Okay, so that I get. But she had multiple guys at that party. You were just the guy, one of the guys is your father, but there were more people she tried with at that party.
Oh, it was just the two.
Two?
Okay, I'm confused. Was that husband at the party as well?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. So she had sex with the husband at the party, like together with the two. And was it like
a good friend?
Was it a threesome?
Yes.
Oh, it was.
Okay, so they were all in on this.
Oh, okay. That makes. I mean, that's.
I mean, literally.
Yeah. So that's. So that's not as salacious as I thought it was.
And it was pretty salacious, though.
Pretty badass. Well, I mean, I should say duplicitous. Yes, it was salacious, but not duplicitous. So everybody knew everything, and so basically they all were riding the merry-go-round in the same night, and boy, oh boy. The jackpot was hit.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Do you know what your mom was for Halloween that night?
I do know there was LSD involved.
Oh, that makes sense. For some reason, I'm picturing her as like a nun or something like so opposite of what went down that night.
That's amazing.
No, they're a bunch of hippies having a good time.
Doing LSD. So
LSD and fertility drugs. What a combo.
So as soon as you guys were old enough to understand, your mom told you guys, hey, look, yeah, you have different fathers?
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, it's honesty. And do you guys, I mean, is it obvious? Like, do you guys not look at all alike?
It's very obvious. I've never met my father, but I've seen pictures, and it's spooky. And my brother and his father, they're identical.
Whoa. So the guy that you, and she never reached out to him so that you get your dad, nothing. He's just gone. No way to find him.
No, he passed away too.
Oh, well, so you know who he is then if he passed away. So.
I know who my mother's husband was, yes.
Okay, so your mother's husband was your dad.
No, my mother's husband was my brother's father.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So what about your father?
My father was just a buddy from college.
But did you ever get to meet him?
Nope, never met him.
But you know he's passed away.
Yeah.
Why did you not want to meet him then? I mean, obviously, if somebody knew about him that you know he's not alive, you could have met him or no?
Well, he didn't want to take any responsibility, you know? He's had good time with some hippie chick at a party.
Okay, I can understand that.
What a mind trip, though. It's like she's like, hey, I'm pregnant with twins. One of those, I had children and they're twins, and one of them is clearly yours, but not the other one. That would be so insane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty weird growing up.
Josh,
have you stayed away from the acid, or is that something that you like as well?
Do it, buddy.
Well, I'm the son of two hippies, so I got around in my good days.
Oh, nice.
Well, I didn't know if it was like one of those things where I'm like, I'm not going down that direction because things got crazy.
Do you know if you got
the first time I did acid was like coming home.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's, well, hey, the apple doesn't fall too far from the acid tree. Do you have any kids that you know of?
Yes. Yes, I have a son.
Do you have any kids that you don't know of?
No.
You say that, but then again.
Well, if he doesn't know of them, he wouldn't know of them.
That's a good point. Well, does he have any suspicious questions?
I tell you, BJ and Migs, I was married for 20 years to the same woman.
Oh,
man.
So you were completely different.
So how's the relationship with your brother? Did you guys give each other a hard time about this?
We don't speak at all.
What's that?
We don't speak at all.
Really?
Really.
And how long has that been going on?
Oh, 25 years.
Okay, for a while you did. Did you grow up in the same house?
Yes.
Okay, so this had nothing to do with mom being what she is, this whole thing. It's other stuff?
No.
No, it was mom. Okay. And the whole, wow. I can understand. I've watched a show. I don't know what show I've watched where the brother that wasn't from the father, you know what I mean? And he's never treated like he's not considered.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was like a source of like, you know, him giving you a hard time or something along those lines.
Yeah, how'd you get along with the hub?
No, we didn't get along with the brother or the father.
I bet.
Father didn't want nothing to do with us.
Wow, dude. And so did you, but you lived in the same house, right?
Yeah, I was just my mom and the two of us growing up.
This is like a new version of My Two Dads.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever see that show, Greg Evigan and Paul Reiser?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, never.
Man, such a good show.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah. Josh.
Well, dude, thanks for the information.
Yeah,
man.
We appreciate it, man. And it's sorry that you got the short end of that stick, man. That sucks.
Oh, I turned out a hell of a lot better than my brother did.
Oh, hey, there you go.
The call, guys.
You win. Then you win, my friend.
Quickly turned into a special episode.
Yeah.
That is such a mind F.
Fertility drugs and having a threesome in the 60s. All of that.
And
just,
LSD.
Yeah, and LSD.
LSD.
I know. I mean, honestly.
That's what we did wrong. We tried 6 years of IVF and IUIs. We should have just tried acid.
Why didn't you try acid? Oh, and another guy.
Other dudes.
Yeah.
That part would have been a tougher sell for both of us.
LSD and other dudes.
Listen, I mean, look, it wasn't.
I might even. No, honestly, LSD might have been a harder sell. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Just a joke.
Is she listening right now?
No.
Yeah.
But sometimes jokes get taken serious.
Hey, we've got
just done with that.
I think we got the guy that was punched in the face by a monkey.
What?
Well, hey, Tim in Belfair, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
You got punched by a monkey?
What?
Yeah, so I'm not your original guy to text in that said he got punched by a monkey, but I unfortunately have had the experience of being punched by a monkey.
Now, if you told me we'd have two people that we could basically identify as monkey punch victims, I would not believe it. But, all right, how did you get punched by a monkey?
Well, when I was like 16, I went to go visit my dad in Idaho, and I got a summer job working at this little shack that, like, rented like a inner tubes and kayaks and stuff, you know, to go floating down the river.
All right.
And so right next to that, there was a little snack shack and, you know, just kind of a little gig right there. But the owner of this place, he owned this damned little monkey named Princess, and it was a little spider monkey that wore a diaper and sat on his shoulder everywhere he went.
All right.
And I don't know what this monkey's deal was, because it wouldn't mess with anybody else or anything else, but no matter what happened, as soon as I picked something up in my hand, that little thing would shoot down off his shoulder, hop on me, punch me in the nose, take it, and run away.
Wow.
Now, it didn't matter what it was. I could go to the snack shack and have a cheeseburger and set it on the counter, and that thing would leave it alone the whole time. As soon as I picked it up, I was, like, full-on assaulted. And then it would take what I had to eat and go sit up on this bookshelf where I couldn't get it and just kind of, like, smile and chatter at me and eat it in front of me.
And what did the owner say about these assaults?
Oh, he thought it was just the greatest thing. Oh, yeah. That's just Princess. That's just part of her charm. Ha, ha, ha. And it's like, dude, your monkey just punched me and stole my french fries.
That's part of her charm. Yeah, you know, that is
a good life for the monkeys. Like, I can get away with punching people and taking their food, and people think it's cute.
You guys, man.
Oh, yeah, you put a diaper on it and a bow in its hair, and all of a sudden it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that. No one still lets me eat their french fries.
It is amazing how business was done all those years ago. It would blow anybody's mind like that. You just had to take that. There was no recourse, no repercussion. There's nothing you could do about that. You just hopefully that he would give you another burger or something, and that's it.
And that monkey came from Joe Exotic.
Oh, nice.
I wouldn't be surprised. He was a little randy.
Yeah, appreciate that.
To their two husbands.
Wow. God, man, she's that. Appreciate the call, Tim. Yeah, it is like the both of those stories are like from Tiger King.
Yep.
This is just insane.
I'm about to say, speaking of monkeys, someone said a monkey snuck into my hotel room and stole my glasses. March 2001 in Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah. Those countries where monkeys are getting to run around, you got to watch your stuff. I know that when my wife went to India, they were like, okay, so here's what you need to prepare for.
Monkeys?
Monkeys. Oh, yeah. And because they just come on down and they take your ass. They'll take your purses, they'll take your stuff. And then if anything looks like it's food or whatever, and so they got a whole routine. They go, here's how you got to do your thing, here's whatever. And they're fast. Those monkeys are fast.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I was like, you can go to India. I'm not going to India. I don't want to. I just don't even want to think like I got to worry about wild monkeys coming down and bothering me.
Well, it'd be such a weird thing to explain. Like if my wife was taking a shower and all of a sudden a monkey walked into the room, took like her glasses and left. And she's like, where did my glasses go? I'm like, you won't believe this. But a monkey just walked into the room and took the glasses. I didn't know how to handle it.
It sounds like the start of a stupid joke.
It does.
Monkey walks into my room.
But are you going to try and get into a fight with a monkey?
Nope.
No, they're vicious. Yeah, that's the other thing is. They're adorable. No, they will rip your ass off. I mean, seriously. And even the little guys are
just other parts of your bodies, too.
Yeah, those monkeys are a little... Oh, my God, really?
Oh, we have an update about the Sally Struthers wedding crasher.
Oh, yeah.
They say they were staying at a hotel where Sally Struthers' reception was back in 1978. We snuck in with my friend, and it was so much fun.
That makes sense.
Oh, I bet that was some like good food.
Yeah. Well, and in 1978, I don't think security is what it is now. I don't think Sally Struthers being at the top of her game. Because in 78, All in the Family was still pretty amazing.
And also, I mean, think about it. I remember at my wedding, honestly, if someone could have snuck in, I would have no idea. My blinders were on. Like, you're not paying attention to everyone around there. You're just like, for all I would have thought, was like, oh, that must be one of my wife's friend's boyfriends or something like that.
But now they got security for people like Sally Struthers was like the Kaylee Cuoco of her time. And I just can't see you being able to sneak into Kaylee Cuoco's wedding.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, it would be great. I just don't see that happening. But back in the 70s, nobody thought of, because I don't even think they thought of wedding crashers that much.
Somebody said, speaking of twins, both of my parents, they're twins. I'm a twin, and I have a set of twins. So mom and dad are both twins.
She's a twin. Or
they give birth to twins.
Okay.
And then they give birth to twins.
Ooh.
I thought it skips generations.
That's Inception right there.
That's a lot of people in a family quickly.
I wonder how far the record is. Like how many twins give birth to twins give birth to twins. Like what's the record? Right now we got three generations right there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're record holders. That's going to be something Guinness has got to know. Because it seems cool.
Yep. Hey, speaking of Guinness, we got to give a shout out to our buddy Joel. Guinness put out a big video of like some of their Guinness Book of World Records. And they put video of Live Day of him shoving all the golf tees. Was it? No, chopsticks? One of those.
But I think it was
he did
the
both.
Golf tees.
Yeah, the golf tees in his beard during Live Day. That was in the Guinness Book of World Records video that they just
put out. Good job, Joel.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I thought that was pretty sweet.
We helped a record breaker.
Yeah, we did. We put him on the map. No, he actually was already on the map.
He put us on the map, if anything. We got a popular actor that says that he never wants to return to a certain movie role because, well, he just doesn't want to get into shape again. I appreciate that. You'll hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.